Hi guys, this is The Nerdios. I'm Lexi and I'm here with my dad.
Hi, I'm Wes and the other part of The Nerdios, and this is our first podcast today where we discuss our gaming habits for the past week. But we're going to start off by saying a little bit about ourselves. So Lexi, do you want to say a little bit about yourself to start?
Yeah. So I like playing the Switch and other like little cool devices.
Okay, and me, I like all devices, all types of games, all genres, indie games up to AAA kind of major games, so I enjoy all of it.
So, like, what have you been playing recently?
I've actually started getting back into playing old 3DS games. One of my favourites was Super Mario Land 3D.
Oh yeah, I'm playing that, I'm on World 4.
No, well, I've only just started, so I'm only on World 1, but I think even now, because it's a game from, you know, nearly 10 years ago, probably even 10 years ago, even now it still looks really cool and plays really well, even today.
Yeah.
In 2024. So I've been enjoying that. I've played a little bit of my usual driving game stuff. But I don't need to go into detail on that too much. Like, I've been playing Forza Horizon 5. And the other game that I've really enjoyed, actually, is Dungeons of Hinterberg, which has just recently come out on Xbox Game Pass.
And what's that about?
Well, that's about a girl who goes on vacation to a village, and when she gets there, she realises that the village has some magical powers, and there's magical beings. So part of the game is going into dungeons and clearing the bad guys and getting loot. And then the other part of the game is like making friends and walking around town, having a coffee with people, having a chat with people. It's like a social aspect.
Okay, and like what type is it? Is it a platform or puzzle?
It's like a third, it's got some puzzle in it, but it's like a third person RPG, kind of combat based RPG.
Oh yeah, I remember when we were so stumped on the minecart level.
Yeah, we tried it. You helped me out for that, actually.
Yeah.
So yeah, the game has little puzzles where every so often you have to try and work out what to do. And often you have to use the abilities and the powers you've got to work them out. But I was struggling on my own, so I asked you, didn't I, the other day to help me out. So that was really good. So that's really it. And I'm looking forward to stuff that's coming up. I'm looking forward to this weekend. I'm definitely going to spend some time this weekend playing some games. I've not really played much Cozy Grove this week, and I'm probably going to start getting back into Cozy Grove. How about you? What have you been playing this week?
So, today I'm planning on playing Sticky Business, which is a little indie game where you are in a sticker business and you use stickers to create other bigger stickers. And yeah, it's really chilled out. And yeah, it's a good game. You sell them, do interesting packaging, give them little sweets for gifts. And it's really cute and cozy. Mm-hmm. But when you are making your stickers, you only have a limited amount. So every time you sell stickers, you get money. Mm-hmm. Money can buy more shop slots so you can make more stickers. And money can mean you can print more, because the more you print, the more stickers you have to sell. Mm-hmm. And every customer you have, they're there and they think of some stickers that they want that you have in your shop. Mm-hmm. But then if you don't have them, you have to print them off.
Okay.
And they can ask for more of all different ones.
So you have to like print off the copies of them so they're ready for when people buy them.
Yeah, and when you want to get more new stickers, every time you use a sticker on a painting, there's a bar. Once it fills up, it gives you like a bunch of heart coins, and those heart coins you can use to get more stickers.
Okay. I remember when that first came out a few months ago, and you played quite a lot, so you're going to get back into it this weekend.
Yeah.
That's a cool little cozy game then, isn't it, that one?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Yeah. I've been playing on the 3DS lately as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been playing Tamagotchi Life on the 3DS.
Oh, wow, Tamagotchi. What a classic.
It's so funny. You, like, create your own little Miis, shop to get food, take care of them. Mm-hmm. But they are so ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the voices are so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I load it up, it just makes me laugh. Like, there's events, there's a rap battle event, and they're like, I like pasta and beans.
Yeah, I've got to admit, whenever you play that, it makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Whenever I've seen the things you're doing on that, it makes me laugh. Is there anything else you've been playing this week?
Not really, but there's this one other game on the 3DS. It's actually a DS game, but 3DS, you can play DS mm-hmm. and 3DS games, mm-hmm. but only on a... But and DS can only play DS games.
Yeah.
Well, I was playing on 3DS, and, like, this game called Zoo Tycoon.
Yeah.
I spent ages making a habitat, and it was just amazing. You got to make them happy, you got to make the customers happy, get some shops for the customers to eat, mm-hmm. got to hire workers.
Yeah.
It's nice. But, yeah, the graphics aren't as new. It's so old. But just because it's old doesn't mean it's good. Like, it's a really good game, but the graphics kind of let it down a bit.
Yeah. I've just thought of another new game we actually both played this week. Flock.
Oh, yeah. Flock is amazing. It's only just released.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, a cozy game where you go around to collect different...
Creatures?
Yeah, I guess. They're just hard to explain.
Yeah.
They're made up. It's a made up world.
Mm-hmm.
And like... So the story is, you're trying to get some animals to have fun with and like tame them. But then these like bee looking robbers come in and steal all your whistles. So every big meadow you see, one of those... They're called burgling bulls, are in the meadow, and you got to deploy sheep onto the meadow, and then they pluck him out.
Yeah.
But the burgling bulls don't steal it, like, immediately. You get, like, a time with all the whistles, but then they steal it. And the first whistle you get is for the bulls.
Yeah.
So you can, like, tame the bull section, and then, like, you got to find out more bulls, like explore the world. And there's this emperor in every category, but there's this main emperor. I forgot which group it is in. I think it's like...
Cosmic,
yeah. That's emperor it. Cosmic.
I remember. Ooh, I
really
forgot then.
Emperor Cosmic, yeah. When you get so far in the game, you'll see it. And that's what unlocks and moves some clouds. Soon you'll get to chase it, and once you carry on chasing it, you'll tame it, and every now and again it will unlock more areas. It's just a nice, cozy game. Like,
yeah.
If you can get bored of it when you play it, like, for ages.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, for, like, 30-ish minutes,
yeah.
It's amazing.
I thought that, because you've got a lot further than me, but I played a little bit, and I thought it was really relaxing. I think it looks great. The sound design is really cool. And it's on Game Pass on Xbox. It's available on PlayStation and PC as well, I think. I'm not sure about Switch. I don't think it's on Switch, but I think it's a great game. I highly recommend that one.
Oh, yeah, and I've been playing FC 24.
Yes, me and you have had a couple of games on that, haven't we?
Yeah, we've been playing some FIFA.
Mm-hmm. We've been playing, like... Well, sometimes we play on the same teams.
Yeah, and then sometimes we play against, and sometimes I'm by myself. Mm-hmm. It's a nice football game. It's, like, amazing.
Yeah, you enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy it too. It's really good. So we've had a good variety there this week. What do you think we might be playing? You've already mentioned you've got a plan for Sticky Business. Is there anything else you've got plans to play that we might end up talking about in the next one? Any kind of plans for your gaming habits?
I don't really have any plans. I'm thinking to get more on the Apple games, because Apple's released some new arcade games,
yes.
Apple Arcade.
Yeah, good shot.
And I'm trying to get back into Disney Dreamlight Valley.
Ah, yeah, that's one I haven't played for a while as well. I did enjoy that game.
Yeah, it's a nice game.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got that on the Apple TV. You play that, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's on arcade. So I think we should probably have a look at that. I'm definitely going to play. I've got a goal to play some more Cozy Grove, as I already have said, But I'm probably going to play a little bit more of the old 3DS games again. Especially Pokemon. Pokemon Ultra Sun.
Yeah, and me and G, mm-hmm. my sister's G, mm-hmm. we've been sharing on 3DS because we've only got one.
Mm-hmm.
You have like a 3DS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So, like, we've been sharing Pokemon Moon, which we got recently.
Yes.
I haven't played it yet, but she's saying it's amazing, and I'm excited to try it out, so I might talk about it.
Okay.
But I'll ask her if there's any save slots.
Of course, of course. Well, I think that about wraps it up for this week, right?
Yeah.
Thank you so much, everybody, for listening, and I hope you have enjoyed it about us having just a chat about what we've been up to and what we've been playing this week. That's the aim for every future episode, for us to sit and have a chat, and we'll continue to do so. So catch you next time.
Yeah, and we'll do it every single week. Have a good day. Bye.